It's our Centralia Locker Room Chat as we get set for Week 3 of high school football. Panthers football coach Roger Holthouse joining us here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System, making these shows possible for the fans each and every week. Coach, a game that last week again, a non-familiar opponent, so to speak, Mid-Buchanan out of Missouri. This is a team that had been very good over the last few years, and just a different kind of experience for you and your team. Ultimately, Mid-Buchanan gets the win 41-6. But, you know, despite the loss, I would think a game like that would be a pretty cool experience for you and your kids.
Yeah, you know, the facilities are great, Brandon. They treated us the right way. It was all good. We did things that they sped us up. We did things that we're not typically, we try not to do anyway. And, we didn't block very well. We didn't tackle very well. And we just kind of lost our focus, because of their tempo. So, we got to learn from that, Brandon, and we got to move on.
Well, I'm curious, to get your perspective on, if you take this Mid-Buchanan team out of Missouri, put them in the state of Kansas, you know, where would this team or a team like this rank maybe in the classification? They'd be up there?
I would say around 3A to 4A, Brandon. They'd be a big 3A or a small 4A size school, and they're very, very, very good. They got speed. They're not very big, but they're quick. That's hurt us. It's a really, really good football team.
Well, let's just dive maybe into the game just a little bit more. I know, again, just a good opportunity for your kids, but just what were a few key takeaways, you know, from that loss?
Well, we got to get better at tackling. We didn't be on my scouting report. The first three things was open field tackle, got to look and lock on blocks, and then we got to read our keys. And we didn't do any one of those three. We definitely didn't tackle very well. Did not block very well. And then they sped us up so much. We lost our discipline and we quit reading our keys. And then it became kind of a track meet. But their up tempo game where there's no huddle was really, really good.
Would you say a loss like that could, you know, a lot of coaches are probably going to say, you know, a loss is never a good thing, but in terms of maybe like waking up the team a little bit and being like, hey, we got to correct some things and get better. I mean, is that something you kind of look at in a positive way?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brandon. I told him that for the game that, you know, this is a good loss. We learned from it going forward, correct our mistakes. It's not a good loss if we continue to do the same things we did tonight. So we're going to approach it that way, learn from it. There's a teaching moment, and then we move on and try to get ourselves better for what's coming forward.
Well, Centralia gets back into TBL play this week at home against Onega. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our Centralia Locker Room Chat here tonight, getting set for Week 3 of high school football on Friday night, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Roger Holthouse, a couple more minutes here with us as we get set for the Panthers and the Buffaloes in the TVL on Friday night. Coach, a Buffaloes team, they look good in their Week 1 game, shutting out Donovan West, but a tough go with them against Valley Heights a week ago. You've also seen Valley Heights, so you understand that opponent, but 42-20, they lose to Valley Heights. They sit here at 1-1. They are physical up front. They're certainly going to run the ball. So, what's kind of the couple things that stand out about Onega?
Well, they got a great back and a Colterman kid, great quarterback. The fullback's a good looking kid. You're right, they're physical up front. So, I think you know, we have to match their physicality. And it comes back, Brandon. I know I say this every week, but we got to block and we got to tackle. And you can't block and tackle, it makes for a long night. So we got to continue to get better at that, and just don't lose our focus like we did last week.
Well, we talked about in that first segment how the loss could be turned into a positive. How do you feel the kids responded in practice this week after a loss like that?
I had a great practice yesterday. I thought they was excited. I think some of the brand, they're excited. I know that, but I think a lot of it is, and some of it is, we finally get to come home, and we're playing at home Friday night, and, you know, that bus ride gets old sometimes, so I think they're excited about that, but, yeah, we had a great week, a great day of practice yesterday, and they seem focused, and they seem energetic and enthusiastic, so I hope that continues.
Well, Centralia at home for the first time. It seems like we've been going for a while, and now Centralia gets their first home match here in 2024, week three at home, TBL against Onega. So it should be a good one on Friday night. That's one you can catch on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time each week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.